I'm not sure which waterfall we're hearing right now, but it brings back some memories of my times looking at the wonderful waterfalls we have here in Wisconsin. We kind of lost one, and it's Wisconsin's sixth largest, but our next guest rediscovered those falls. His name's John Roberts. He's a Wisconsin Wild Rivers enthusiast and expert. And John's going to talk about why that waterfall fell off the map, how we found it, how you can enjoy it, and about a video he made of it. And I've been fortunate enough to see that video, and it's really nice. It's going to be fun talking with him. You may be a fan of waterfalls. You like visiting the ones we have in Wisconsin or elsewhere. What's your favorite little known falls? Maybe you've explored some along any of the Wisconsin Wild Rivers. Join in our conversation. Give a call at 800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. And John Roberts, welcome. Thank you for being with us today.
Hello, Larry. Thank you for having me. I have to say that I love telling people about Breakwater Falls, so thank you. Yes, it is an opportunity, quite an opportunity to spread the word.
Well, an
incredible place. You know, the backstory of this waterfalls it just nearly defies belief, so thank you.
How does one discover a waterfall in this day and age?
Well, you go canoeing a lot, and honestly, when you go canoeing, you get out the book and you read the information on it, and you go down to the put-in, you go down on the river, and you take out, and there isn't really an expectation that you're going to discover something so grand as a 60-foot waterfall. And so I wouldn't put it on anybody's bucket list to go out to try to do this, but it just so happened that it was there, and I thought after a while I should go down and look and see what's in that gorge, and whoa, it was really something.
Well, and how did it get lost in the first place? I mean, we knew it was, at one point people knew it was there.
Yeah, and that's really a question, how much anybody knew it was there, but there's certainly a number of things that lead to why this waterfall vanished from public awareness. And I think, first of all, this is North Woods. And you got more trees than people up here. And it's, in general, places are remote. And so it's not unusual to not know about things. But really, the big issue was in 1920. 100 years ago, the Pine Dam was built just immediately up river from the falls. So, and of course, they built it there to take advantage of the huge drop of water through this section of the pine. And they also built about a third of a mile downriver from the dam at the end of Breakwater Gorge. They built a hydroelectric generating station and a diversion canal that brings water from above the dam downriver to the generating station, and thus all the water from the that is used to generate electricity is diverted around Breakwater Falls. And so, back then, I think electrification of the North, it was big and new and exciting, and so the priority was probably to generate as much as possible, and that was my guess considered to be totally a good thing back then, but for Breakwater Falls, that approach to operating a dam meant that for much of the year, the water that flowed down the Pine River was diverted around the falls to get to the generators, and Breakwater Falls was essentially dewatered. It was just a valley and no longer waterfall until 1995, when public priorities changed and regulations were enacted, and they were aimed at keeping the fish happy who happen to live in that gorge in that part of the river, keep them alive. And so from that point on and through now and continuing into the future, there has been a required amount of water released down the river and over Breakwater Falls all year long. It's got water flowing in it now. So really, after 75 years of hit and miss kind of presence of water flowing down the falls since 1995, the water has been again flowing in the river and the falls were back. But apparently, you know, some of us have trouble remembering one day to the next, but 75 years of absence, it meant that a lot of people forgot about this place.
Well, you can certainly see how. So is the dam above it still there? How does it?
Sure, it's operating hydroelectric dam, and it's still there. And you know, that's the part. You paddle down river, and you get out for the portage around the dam, and you think, well, that's a portage around the dam. But I didn't. Took me many trips to actually take some time, put my canoe down, and go see what was down there. When I first stumbled upon the falls, I actually didn't know what to call it. I looked everywhere. I mean, if it's not known, how do you find it? And I couldn't find this falls anywhere until a friend of mine, and a longtime advocate for wild rivers, Bill Beverly, he sent me a large map in a rolled-up package, and in it was a 1916 survey map that was done in sort of preparation of building the Pine Dam. And on that old survey map was the name of the falls. In 1916, it was right there. It's called Breakwater Falls. And so that was sort of like an eye-opener. And then I spread the word, and everybody involved, myself and We Energies and Florence County and the DNR, we all worked together to get that name accepted on the state and federal official, and there is such a thing, official registry of names of natural features. And what that official status means is that the name Breakwater should now start to appear on the, sort of the state and federal maps and guidebooks. It took nearly 100 years, but Breakwater Falls, our sixth largest waterfall in Wisconsin, it'll soon start appearing on those maps and guidebooks and websites. So.
Oh, man, what a story. John Roberts, our guest today, he is the guy who kind of rediscovered Breakwater Falls. I don't know if I think we mentioned, maybe I didn't. It's in Florence County. And you're right, there's not a lot of people, I mean, compared to certainly other counties, there aren't a lot of people in Florence County.
No, it's a delightfully sparse place this year. That's distinctly an advantage. Those of us who live here just love it. It's lots of forests, and it's the North Woods.
It is the North Woods, and it's, I guess it's a little, well, you know where Florence County is. It's kind of a little off the beaten track of, you know, going straight up the state on the interstate to, you know, all the way to Bayfield. You're kind of missing Florence County a little bit when you go that way.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that puzzled me, if you look back in the historical maps of Wisconsin, and it's not really that long ago where you look at the map and the whole northeast section of Wisconsin is relatively empty of features on the map.
Yeah.
So for a long while, it's been I think a delightful place that people retreat to and find secret places, I guess, on waterfalls. But
oh man, oh John, this is fun. John Roberts, our guest today, is a Wisconsin Wild Rivers enthusiast and expert. Of course, he's canoed all over the country, and on one memorable trip, he stumbled upon a virtually unknown 60-foot waterfall, Breakwater Falls in Florence County. And we're going to hear some more about the story of finding it. And there's a wonderful video out that we'll talk about that. as well with John. And, of course, you can call in with your own questions, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@WPR.org. Maybe you've got a favorite falls you want to talk about, or maybe you've been to Breakwater Falls. We'll take a quick look at the news, and then we'll be back with our guests. Stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller. A waterfall to take us to the last half hour of the show. As we talk about a specific waterfall, Breakwater Falls in Florence County, with our guest who rediscovered those falls, John Roberts. He's a Wisconsin Wild Rivers enthusiast and expert. He's explored waterways all over the country. You may have visited Breakwater Falls. What questions do you have about visiting? Experiences to share with falls? Give a call at 800-642-1234. Or you can send us an email to ideas@WPR.org. I'd like to get back to that story about finding Breakwater Falls, but John's been waiting a while from Milwaukee. I want to give John a chance to join in. John, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
It's more of a question and and his opinion. John, I have oars on my canoe. And I hunt a lot, and I'll tell you, I use the oars because where I put in and then go hunt, I cover a lot of water fast. And I get a lot of weird looks from people, but I'll tell you, I can really move with oars on a canoe. What's your opinion?
Well, I love them. It's kind of rare to see oars on canoe, like you say, but... But when you see them, they perform. And I've even seen people, where was that? I was on the Boab Rule, where there's a guy going down the big rapids, and he had big old oars on his canoes, and it was so stable. I wouldn't recommend it unless you really know what you're doing, but they go fast, and they increase the stability. I'd be pleased to see you on the water. It's a little smile when I see someone with some paddles on their canoe.
That's great. John, thanks a lot for calling and for waiting. Appreciate your call very, very much. Well, you probably had a big smile on your face when you came to Breakwater Falls. What was it like when you first saw it?
Well, you
just decided to, I got to go down this gorge and take a look and see what's there, or what?
Yeah, I've done a lot of traveling in canoes, with my wife and I. We've gone James Bay and Everglades and Rio Grande, and I've done some epic trips across Wisconsin from Lake Michigan to Mississippi and then Manitowoc north to Lake Superior, lots of paddle trips. Did the Pine and Popple River 50 trips on the 2015 50th anniversary of Wisconsin Wild Rivers. But never in all those trips did I expect to stumble upon a virtually unknown waterfall. I mean, the portage went around it and the road went around it and everybody just went around it. And so I did what everybody did. I went around it and then I went down there and I've been going down there. It was so mesmerizing to see this place. It takes me down there. I go there a lot. I canoe, run my canoe down the rapids below the falls, and in there hiking. I spend time in there all seasons, and at high water and low water, and it truly is a gem of a place, and honestly, when you go there now, it's not a lot of time between when, you could say it was rediscovered or whatever. It's just me stumbling down there and going, whoa. Between then and now, and so there really is still a sense of your own, having your own personal adventure of discovery when you go down to these, to this fall. Still, it's not, there aren't built up trails
there's some signage.
Signs. Yep, there is some signage. But it was a lifetime event for me, and I'm pleased to be able to tell people about it. Last fall I was thinking about what to do for a winter project, and of course up north here you got to have a winter project for those cold days and snowbound days. And anyways, I was thinking about this, and it dawned on me that the year 2020, this year, would mark 100 years since Breakwater Falls had vanished. And I had been down there so many times, zillions of times down there, and I had all these pictures and videos, and the timing was right. And I just decided that my winter project, I'd do a video of Breakwater Falls. And so I did, and it took me all winter and all spring and halfway into June, but here it is, you know. Tomorrow, this official online release event, and it'll be right after your show tomorrow, 12:30. And to participate in that release event, you have to register. It's free to register, but I think logistically it has to be in on a premier event. You have to register at wisconsinrivers.org/events.
WisconsinRivers.org/events.
Events, yeah. WisconsinRivers.org/events. And that'll take you to how you can register. But if that doesn't work in your day or your plans to watch it on at the release, you can also find it online at what is and will be its permanent home. It's Explore Florence County. That's all one word. ExploreFlorenceCounty.com. And it's /resources/videos.
Okay. So we will have that up on our page, in the program notes on our page. So ExploreFlorenceCounty.com/resources/ what was the last?
Videos. You have to get to the video tab, or else you're wondering where it is. But there is you open up the main page and there's a click on more and it takes you to resources and you look down on there in video and you have to get the video tab. So,
well, it's really a really cool video. I had fortunate enough to be able to see it. I saw it yesterday. It was really mesmerizing looking at that water and those falls. Describe the falls for people.
Well, you know, I hope people enjoy the video, but even more so, I hope people get a chance to go see this waterfall. It is a 60-foot waterfall, and it does plunge over three ledges of 2-billion-year-old bedrock, and like you heard me say, it's the sixth largest waterfall in Wisconsin. I hope the video will help restore awareness of and interest of this amazing natural treasure of Wisconsin. It's an incredible place, and there are three drops. You can look at it from the north side or the south side. Very different look either place, but
in the video I believe you said maybe start on the south side first.
Yeah, the south side has trails that are easier to locate. You can follow the signs, park your car by the generating station, and you can actually go on that same website, probably the best source of information on how to find the place is at the ExploreFlorenceCounty.com website, and there's a sort of on there a good general map of the county for the road part. But there's also a waterfall guide on that website, which has really more specific directions on how to find Breakwater Falls by road. There are signs pointing you in the right direction, but otherwise, if you're already in Florence County, you can visit the Wild Rivers Interpretive Center. It's a cool place to go. Anyways, if you haven't been there, it's an interpretive center and specifically about our state's wild rivers. And it's at the west end of Florence, the city of Florence, and the staff there can help you find Breakwater Falls. But
yeah, you mentioned a wild river and Pine River. The falls is located on Pine River, and it's one of Wisconsin's wild rivers. Maybe you could explain what that designation means.
Right. First of all, I think you shouldn't. There's Pine River and Breakwater Falls are on a emphasis here is Wisconsin. It's a Wisconsin wild river, so it's not to be confused with, although both are great resources, but not to be confused with the sort of the federal wild and scenic rivers. You'll see those. This is a Wisconsin Wild Rivers program, and it sort of predated and served as a model for the federal program. And so it means it's special for Wisconsin. These are Wisconsin wild rivers, and in fact, the Pine River was, like you say, one of the three original rivers in Wisconsin that were designated legislatively in 1965. So that today you can still, in Wisconsin, you can experience wildness in the form of a river, and that's because they're riparian, it's called. The place along the edge of the river is protected. It's almost managed, well, I should say it is managed as old growth. There's nothing that you can do on a wild river developmentally or change the land within the first 150 feet. Farther than that, you're prohibited from building things that are visible from the river itself. And so it's a unique experience. You go down a river and you're anywhere your mind can take you, from northern Canada to the depths of Florence County Forest. The experience of wildness in a river is sort of this grand Wisconsin experiment that we set forth, and it caught on a federal level, but we had it first. We set the model, and it's a pleasure to experience, I think anywhere these days, wildness, but yeah, that you have the opportunity to do that right here in our state.
Evan from Athelstane emailed that he's an avid trout fisherman, loves being on the streams. And this year, with social distancing, he spent more time than usual out there, which put him further into the wilderness than usual. And on one of these trips, he came across a beautiful waterfall that is not listed on any maps that he's aware of. It seemed that this waterfall was not visited often at all. He saw no signs of people, no trails, no footsteps in the sand. He felt almost like a kid who stumbled upon this place. Not to mention the trout fishing was amazing, he said. He says he can only imagine what it was like when you came across Breakwater Falls. He's going to visit there soon, as he's right next door in Marinette County.
Okay, good. Yeah, between Marinette County and here, there are places to discover things like that. Certainly not the size of 60-foot waterfall, but I sure hope he gets there and finds some good fishing hole. There was a website that I ran since 2015. I don't post on it anymore, but it's still up there. It's a Facebook site, Pine Popple Pike. And some of the last posts I had on there were interviews of people, and one of them was Ned Cochran. And he was talking about fly fishing on the wild rivers here. And so you might find that interesting.
Pine Popple Pike, huh?
Yeah, it's a Facebook site. You can you can get on it and explore everything. Every canoe trip I made since 2015 on through 2019 was the last I posted on that.
Oh, my goodness. John Roberts, our guest. Question or comment, give a quick call, 800-642-1234. Love to hear from you with your own questions or experiences, as Evan just emailed his experience, which it has got to be the coolest thing ever to stumble on something, well, like Evan did and certainly like you did. Oh, my goodness me. Well, you mentioned that there are some other waterfalls in that area, are there not, in Florence County?
Florence County has a waterfall driving tour. You can find this on that website I mentioned. And on the Wild Rivers in particular, there's anywhere from Breakwater and LaSalle Falls to little small ones like Jennings and Bull Falls on the Pine. There's a thing about water up here, and it the western part of the county is a lot of glacial till, and so the rivers are rocky where they're steep and all. But at some point in the middle part of the county, as all the rivers are heading east, they hit the bedrock, and this is just a classic example of how we get entranced with waterfalls, where water, flowing water, meets unmovable bedrock, and it drops over these rivers, Pine and Popple, in some spectacular fashions. In fact, the section of river between, many of your visitors, I hope, will be more familiar with LaSalle Falls. That's just about a mile and a half upriver. But just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about, the spectacle of how water moves over deep-seated bedrock up here, between the top of LaSalle Falls, through the rapids, and LaSalle is 22-foot drop, and spectacular overlook. But between that, LaSalle Falls and the rapids of LaSalle Gorge, and down the three drops of Breakwater Falls, and down the rapids of Breakwater Gorge, the Pine River drops. This is really impressive. It drops 150 feet in just 2.4 miles of river length. And if you do the math, it doesn't exactly work out because I rounded the numbers. But if you take the specific numbers, the average drop is 61 feet per mile. And honestly, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find another river that has such a dramatic gradient anywhere else in Wisconsin or the Midwest. It's a unique and special and amazing stretch of river that between those two falls, it's like one big dramatic showcase of river interactions with rock.
Yeah, and that rock is really, really beautiful and something definitely to see. Bob in Bondiwell had something for us. Bob, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, appreciate the call.
Thanks. Yeah, years ago, now this is probably 40, 45 years ago, I'm 58 right now, my grandpa was telling me about, he stayed at the or worked at the CCC camp up in Florence. And he talked about these falls where they used to go swimming below the falls to cool off after, you know, their hard day's work, whatever they did, planting trees or whatever. And he took me out there when I was little, and probably about, I don't know, 10, 12 years old maybe. And I'll bet you I've seen that falls. And then I fish the Pine River a lot, more towards Windsor Dam, towards Eagle River in that area. And I wonder, and it was big. Of course, I was little, so it really looked big. But it was really interesting to see these falls. And I'm going to have to get back up there and see exactly where that is again and see if that's where it was. But it was on a fine river, that I know.
Huh?
And it has to be it.
Well, I tell you what, you should do is take a look at this video. If you can't get up there right away, this video that's being released now will probably give you a pretty good idea and as to how, you know, whether or not it's the same one that you saw, Bob. How do we do how do we see that video, John?
Yeah, two ways. You can go to the special release event tomorrow. You can go online, 12:30. And that's, you have to register. It's free, but you register at wisconsinrivers.org/events. And that'll be tomorrow. But if you that doesn't fit your schedule, you can go on exploreflorencecounty.com/resources/videos. And you can watch it and watch it and watch it again. It'll be posted on there. That'll be its permanent site.
Yeah, that is really something. And John, it's been a pleasure talking with you today. And we'll have all that information in our program notes for today's show, how you can find all those sites. John, thank you so much. I hope we have a chance to talk again.
It's been a pleasure. Hope you come up to see the falls.
Yeah, man, I want to come. John Roberts, Wisconsin Wild Rivers enthusiast. And I tell you what, that premiere for Secret Falls tomorrow, right after this show. There's a link to the event on our program notes. And be kind of a cool thing to do. Listen to the show and then tune that in. Well, tell you what, tomorrow our monthly home improvement show will be on. We'll be looking at solar energy and the costs associated with it. So I hope you can join us for that. But, you know, in the meantime, I hope you will stay with us because there's lots more in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.